From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. President says we cannot go it alone against ISIS. President Obama is in Hanover, Germany today, where he touted U.S. innovation and called for more international cooperation. He also said we're living in remarkable times, even though the headline news might indicate otherwise.
More people live in democracies. We're wealthier and healthier and better educated, with a global economy that has lifted up more than a billion people from extreme poverty and created new middle classes from the Americas to Africa to Asia.
The president announced he would approve the deployment of up to 250 more special forces troops in Syria to reinforce gains made against Islamic State, but said the U.S. cannot win the battle by itself.
We need a strong Europe to bear its share of the burden, working with us on behalf of our collective security.
President Obama reiterated his support for a landmark free trade agreement, the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership. He called the corporate competition would bring about friendly and healthy. Opponents have been critical of the deal, saying it was made in secret and might come at the expense of consumers and workers. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani has demanded neighboring Pakistan evict fugitive Taliban leaders from its soil and hand them over to Kabul for trial. In a hard-hitting speech to a rare joint session of parliament on Monday, President Ghani said Pakistani leaders promised they would use force against Taliban leaders who refused to end the war and join Afghan peace talks. He went on to assert that insurgent leaders continue to use their centers in the Pakistani cities of Peshawar and Quetta for directing violence in Afghanistan. This is VOA News. Nearly 15 years after terrorists hijacked four passenger jets and crashed them into the World Trade Center in New York, the Pentagon, and a farm field in Pennsylvania, 28 pages detailing foreign support for the attackers could soon be made public. Only a select group of U.S. officials have read the highly classified document. The text has been locked in a secure area of the U.S. Capitol building since a joint congressional committee crafted it in 2002. Bills in both the Senate and House of Representatives and people who helped write it are calling for its release. Despite its classified status, those familiar with the chapter have made enough allusions to its connections with Saudi Arabia for people to wonder about what the exact link the document may suggest. In the meantime, Saudi-led coalition forces in Yemen killed more than 800 al-Qaeda fighters in a single attack on a southeastern town held by the militant group for the past year. The death toll claimed by the coalition could not be independently verified, the official Saudi press agency said Monday. Yemeni fighters backed by Arab coalition air forces launched an offensive on the al-Qaeda stronghold in the port city of Mukalla. The UN Security Council condemns North Korea's Saturday missile test, calling it another serious violation of existing UN resolutions. Pyongyang's state-run news agency said the test was a success. South Korea called the test a failure, noting that the missile traveled only 30 kilometers before falling into the sea. Analysts say that each test brings North Korea closer to developing a dangerous new weapons capability. The U.S. is set to take a less important role in peace negotiations between the government of South Sudan and rebel leaders, following failures on both sides to fulfill an agreement to form a transitional government. On Saturday, the government denied landing permission for a plane carrying opposition leader Riek Machar because the rebel leader wanted to bring with him more weapons and troops than agreed upon. Mr. Machar is now scheduled to return to Juba today, the third time in a week that he's been scheduled to return. Africa's longest-serving leader, President Teodoro Obiang of Equatorial Guinea, appears poised to extend his 36-year rule following elections on Sunday in which the 73-year-old predicted he would get 90% of the vote. Voter turnout was reported low, and opponents in the West African oil-producing nation says President Obiang has consistently rigged the ballot, and they called for a boycott. Exit polls show the candidate of Austria's anti-immigration far-right Freedom Party, Norbert Hofer, winning the first round of presidential elections, gathering more than 35% of the vote and leaving five rivals far behind. In Serbia, preliminary vote tallies in show the coalition of pro-European Union parties, led by Prime Minister Aleksandar Vujicic, sweeping to a landslide win in Sunday's general elections. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.